From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. You are right to be enthusiastic because we got a great show for you today. America's sweetheart, the Empress of Drag, RuPaul, will be joining us later to play Not My Job. We're hoping in just about 10 minutes he can make us as glamorous as he is. Shouldn't be a problem. Whatever you're wearing, give us a call. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Diane Budd from San Francisco.
Hey, Diane, how are things in San Fran?
Perfect.
Of course. And what do you do there?
I'm a doctor.
Okay, cool. And do you do interesting San Francisco kind of medicine involving holistic things and herbs?
Actually, my last shtick was with Doctors Without Borders in northern Uganda.
So. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you're doing that kind of work?
Yeah.
Wow. Which really gives me nothing to make fun of. Well, Diane, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe and the author of Idiot America, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Diane.
Next, one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column is Roxanne Roberts is here.
Hi, Roxanne.
Hello, Diane.
And the humorist and author of Don't Vote, It Just Encourages the Bastards, Mr. P.J. O'Rourke.
Hi, Diane. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Diane, you're going to start us off with the Who's Carl this time.
Okay.
Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to go?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, we're about to find out. Here is your first quote.
I love that you're so hot and such a liberal.
That, Carl, was sexy.
That was
one of a number of illicit messages sent to a certain man who, as he confessed this week, responded to those messages in creative ways. Who was it?
It might be Anthony Weiner.
It might be. Yes, Anthony Weiner. Oh, Weiner, Weiner, Weiner. Weiner.
Weiner's Weiner.
Weiner, Weiner. After lying all last week about not having sent pictures of his package hither and yon, Representative Anthony Weiner of New York finally confessed at a press conference on Monday. Turns out it wasn't just one picture, but all kinds of sexy pics and chats with at least six different women, he said. How do we know he was finally being honest? Because he was wearing a button that read, "Not lying now, ask me how." Do you guys watch the press conference?
No, I didn't. I actually did not. I'd seen enough of Anthony Weiner this week.
Yes. You know, Weiner had to, after he did the public apology...
Why don't we just say member of the House?
Member of the House.
But I have a feeling for not much longer in either House.
Possibly.
Either his own or the people's.
Oh. After the public apology, he had to start making private apologies to a lot of people.
For his privates.
Exactly. Including to Bill Clinton, because Clinton...
Wait a minute!
What happened was Bill Clinton had officiated at his wedding. He's married to one of Hillary Clinton's closest friends and aides. So Bill Clinton officiated, so he felt he had to apologize to Bill Clinton, making him the first person in the history of the world to apologize to Bill Clinton for sexual infidelity. It's like apologizing to James Brown for having too much soul. You know, it's like... Here is your next quote.
In just a matter of weeks, he has gone from celebrated conservative visionary to the Uncle Fester of the Republican Party.
That was Dante Scala. He's a political scientist talking about a candidate whose entire campaign staff resigned en masse on Thursday. Who?
Newt Gingrich.
Yes, indeed, Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich, his campaign manager, his spokesman, his strategists and consultants, his field operatives in Iowa, they all walked out. They said it was because they had a, quote, different vision for the direction of the presidential campaign. We assumed the direction they wanted was towards winning. Instead, Newt, whose campaign rollout a few weeks ago was a disaster, decided to then disappear for 2 weeks on a Mediterranean cruise because his wife really wanted to go. Gingrich said the cruise wasn't a total waste of time and energy. He secured the endorsement of Julie, the cruise director. And Isaac, the bartender, is on the fence, but we think persuadable.
Well, we Republicans are a little slow. We're conservative because we like to think things out carefully. And after, you know, 16 years of Newt, we decided...
Wait a minute. Yeah,
on the other hand, you know, cruising around Corfu with your trophy wife or, you know, petting the pig in Des Moines, it's hard to argue with.
That's true. Another Republican candidate news this week. We want to keep you up to date. Senator Rick Santorum launched his candidacy with a speech in which he said the GIs who landed at Normandy did so to save us all from the peril of government-run health care. He said that. And it's true, because you all remember that big speech from the beginning of Saving Private Ryan? Tom Hanks says to his men, "I'll see you on the beach. And if you get killed, remember, at least your grandchildren won't be forced to buy health insurance through public exchanges." A tear came to my eye. And this is my favorite, because, you know, we only keep you apprised because you make your choice, the Republican nominee. Herman Cain said he would protect the U.S. border with Mexico by building a great wall like in China, electrifying it, then building a moat in front of it and filling that moat with alligators. That's his immigration policy.
Yeah.
But it's all going to have to be Mexican labor.
Yeah, no.
For the construction.
Here is your last quote.
"I'm staying in my house. I'm going to watch TV and have a cold beer. You got a better idea than that? I'd love to hear it."
That was an 84-year-old man named Harvey Milman. He was laying out his plans to cope with what this week?
Incredible high temperatures.
Yeah, the heat wave. It was so hot this week, everybody was tweeting with their pants off. That's how hot it was. It was a little frustrating, you know, to deal with this, but in the era of new austerity, the government has decided to eliminate spring. We're going to have three seasons, hot as hell, cold as hell, and baseball postseason. That's it. A heat wave spread over the East Coast, the Midwest. It came so fast after a brutally cold winter that in some places the snow boiled away. Carl, how did Diane do in our quiz?
Well, the good doctor had three correct answers, Peter, so Diane, you win our prize.
Well done, Diane. Yay! Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.